Dreamscape presents The Cowgirl and the Unexpected Wedding by Cheryl Woods. Narrated by Robin Siegerman. Prologue. Lizzie gazed at the grades posted for her anatomy exam and sighed. A lousy C. In all of her 24 years, she'd never gotten below a B on any test. Studying was second nature to her, cramming for exams as natural as breathing. She'd known the material inside out. But on the day of the test, her mind had been somewhere else, not on bones and body parts. Nothing, nothing about the past weeks of her first year in medical school had gone right. The classes had been the most challenging and fascinating she had ever taken, but she'd faltered more than once on exams she should have aced, like this one. It was a lack of concentration, pure and simple, and she knew why. Her roommate regarded her with a sympathetic expression.
"It's only because you've been worried about your dad," Kelsey said. "You'll do better once you've seen for yourself that he's doing okay."
That was part of it, Lizzie agreed. When she should have been memorizing anatomical details, instead, her thoughts had been straying to her father. Harlan Adams had had a mild heart attack the week before, too mild to require her to come back to Texas, too serious to let her concentrate on her studies. All she could think about was the upcoming spring break and her scheduled visit to the family ranch, so she could see for herself exactly what shape her father was in. She wouldn't put it past him or her mother to keep the truth from her if they thought it would worry her when there was nothing she could do to change it. The huge Adams family revolved around her father. Though he was in his 80s now, none of them could imagine life without him. This heart attack had been a warning that he wasn't invincible. She'd heard the stunned shock in the voices of each of her older brothers when she'd spoken to them. Her older half-sister, Jenny, had been even more transparent. Jenny, who wasn't afraid of anything, was clearly terrified at the prospect of losing their father. In the end, despite his irksome meddling, Harlan Adams was the force that guided all their lives. And even though he'd hated seeing his youngest, the surprise of his life, he liked to say, go off to Miami to medical school, he'd done what needed to be done to pave the way. Lizzie would always be grateful to him for that, for letting her go her own way. He hadn't been so easy on his sons, or even on Jenny, who'd been 14 and hell-bent on self-destruction when he'd married her mother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?